This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
We're very happy right now to be joined in studio by a Kansas fan to get the Kansas perspective. That's who you are.
Okay.
The opposition is who you are.
Fair enough.
Happy to have you join us in studio today,
yeah,
my man.
I'm glad to be here.
What is it like to have this rivalry back from the Kansas perspective? This rivalry has never died from the Missouri perspective, like not even a little bit. It has not died one bit. What is it like from the Kansas perspective?
Yeah, you know, I think it's interesting when this was first announced that it was going to come back, and I'm going to kind of parse this out with kind of football being a little bit separate because they played in basketball now a couple of times already with it coming back. But I think football specifically, when you're talking about football, when this first announced it was going to come back, I think there was a lot of mixed thoughts from Kansas fans of like, oh, you know, those losers left, like, you know, screw them. We don't want to play those guys anymore. They left us, you know, they left the Big 12, whatever. And so I think there was a little bit of, hey, why would we reinvite this, reignite this rivalry? Because those guys left us, right? Like, who cares, you know? And I think even I a little bit shared that sentiment as well. But thinking about where things have come now over the past, you know, leading into the summer and kind of understanding that it's going to come back. And I, at least for me, the sentiment for me now has become, you know what? Games like this are good for college athletics, good for college sports, right? Like these are the types of games that make people fall in love with college sports, right? And so I think having it back ultimately for me is a good thing. And you can tell that in the past week on the KU side, people are excited about it. People are fired up to play the game. There's no more of that sort of energy of, why are we doing this? You know, I think everyone's now recognizing like, hey, this is, games like this are good. Like, it's good to have these types of rivalries and to have them be played.
Right now, we're joined by Nick Springer. He covers Kansas. He is the co-host of the Pay Heed podcast. I feel like Bill Self was a really big driving force in this. I felt like a lot of that sentiment was kind of, we do what Bill says. Bill says this rivalry doesn't matter, so we will follow Bill. And once Bill softened his stance, and I remember Bill said it, hey, this is the most anticipated game on our schedule. Like, once Bill could admit that playing Missouri was a big deal, then every KU fan could admit that playing Missouri is a big deal.
It's one of those things where, it's like, oh, you know, we are above them. We don't want to play them. And then once you get closer to it, it's like, okay, now we're excited. Now we want to go beat them.
This is one of those things that I tell people. It was like, you had to have been in attendance to really understand. That hurricane relief game, I think, really reminded people of how important it is when Missouri and Kansas play each other. Like, I went in there, and I think a lot of people, like, I didn't really know what to expect. Like, I didn't really know the rivalry and intensity of it. Yeah. But if you got Missouri fans on one side and KU fans on the other side, and they are competing in something, it is impossible for those old emotions and those feelings not to come back.
Yeah, and when speaking to some former players this week about this, you know, I had a chance to talk to guys like David Lawrence about it and Tony Sands. And David Lawrence said an interesting thing to me where he said, you know what, if Don Fambro was alive today, I think he would want this game to be played, right? Given the circumstances, he would want this game to be played. And that kind of stuck out to me, you know, and I think that's kind of where that sentiment comes from is Yeah, absolutely. You know, this is something that's good for the state of college athletics. You know, in this era of college football realignment and the loss of a lot of these rivalries, like, people got to remember, these are the types of games that get people to fall in love with college athletics and supporting their teams.
I interviewed David Lawrence for our upcoming documentary, and one thing I learned is there is not a human being that loves Kansas athletics more than David Lawrence. Like, he is yes. through and through.
Yeah.
Born
yeah.
in Lawrence, went to a Lawrence high school, went yep. to Kansas, played football at Kansas.
Yep.
There is not a human being that loves Lawrence, Kansas, and Kansas athletics more yeah, than David
and,
Lawrence.
And when it comes to this rivalry with Missouri, I mean,
he's very passionate about
exactly.
it.
Exactly. And, you know, he could talk for hours on hours about what it means to him. And he's got so many great stories, you know, of, with Don Fambro, you know, about the different things that he would say of, I'm packing peanut butter sandwiches. I'm filling up on the Kansas side with gas. I'm not spending a penny on the Missouri side, you know, and I'm driving back immediately after the game, stuff like that. So yeah, David Lawrence is certainly, I think, a guy that really still encapsulates it, but that is an interesting also dynamic of this as well is, you know, you're talking about it now. It's been essentially a generation when it comes to football of this game not being played, right? A perfect example is a guy like Calvin Clements, left tackle for Kansas. He grew up in Lawrence, went to Lawrence Free State. He was like 4 years old when the last game was played, right? So what really connection does he have to it, right? So that's where I think it's interesting when it comes to, is that going to play a big factor in this game?
He's
right?
going to find out whenever there's 60,000 people chanting blank KU, like from somebody who's born in Lawrence.
No,
like,
I know.
I don't care if you don't know the rivalry or not. If that many people are chanting that, I just don't know how you don't get mad.
I think they'll figure it out quick.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Saturday at 2:00.
Yeah.
Who has the?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coaching advantage, Missouri or Kansas?
I would say, I think Kansas. I think Lance Leipold's done a really nice job of kind of downplaying it, you know, and obviously he had a great quote earlier in the week of basically saying, hey, we want to be enthusiastic but not emotional about the game, which basically I think means you want to have that energy, you want to understand, but you don't want to let it pour over into the negative side of the emotions, right? And on top of that, he basically said, hey, you don't want to play the game on Tuesday, meaning you don't want to let that anticipation basically get you too hyped up early in the week.
And then
and then it's kind of a deflation when you actually get to Saturday and play the game. So I think he's got a really good manage on that of, okay, we want to make sure these guys are slowly building up throughout the week so that we get the A performance on Saturday, not the A performance on Wednesday, you know, during practice. So that's where I think he's got a really good grasp on it, but certainly it's going to be a challenge, right? And obviously I think this is going to be the toughest environment that most of the Kansas players have ever faced in their entire careers, and probably Lance Leipold himself as a coach also. So that's going to be a big part of it as well. But I think he's done a good job, at least as far as I can tell this week, of, you know, settling things down a little bit leading into Saturday and then letting the play do the talking, hopefully.
Who do you think has the quarterback advantage Saturday at 2:00? Because that's someone that to me is a genuine toss-up. Now, maybe I'm putting way too much stock into what I saw, but I was at the Fresno State game.
Sure.
And I like the Jalen Daniels I saw from a couple of years ago. Like, I was at the KU game against Illinois and I was like, that guy can play in the National Football League. Yeah. Like, that guy can play.
Well, hey, go watch him elude Johnny Newton for basically 3.5 quarters in the Illinois game, who ended up being a top two draft pick. Yeah, absolutely. So The question for me, I think, when it comes to the quarterback discussion is, we haven't really seen Bo Prabula in a game where, hey, it's the fourth quarter, it's a one possession game, you got to go do something, right? You got to go make a drive. You got to go make a couple first downs to ice the game. Can he do that, right? We haven't seen him do that yet. And so I think that's maybe where you could look at Jalen Daniels with the experience of having been a part of games like that to say, hey, maybe he can do that. You know, if it's a one possession game, if KU is trying to bleed the clock out late, can he lower his shoulder, get a couple first downs and run the clock out? But I think when you look at just the two of those guys, obviously pretty similar. I actually think that we're going to see more of the option game from Kansas as well against Missouri to kind of really not let the Missouri defensive line take over, which is something that is concerning, I'll admit, with Kansas having to have two new starters on their offensive line. But, you know, with Jalen Daniels, I think the program kind of goes as he goes. And, you know, there's been some quotes about him in camp and leading into the season of he kind of has those game day eyes every day. Like there's some extra focus, extra motivation to him understanding this is his last year in college football. And obviously, I think for him, recognizing this could be a real crowning win for him and for the KU program if they pull it off.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is the win. Like, I think if you're Jalen Daniels, you have had a very up and down, inconsistent college football career at KU. Like, there was a time that people thought Jason Bean was better than you.
But also, Jalen Daniels was a Heisman candidate at one point.
100%. I mean, your career will be defined by two games. People will remember Jalen Daniels and Lawrence if they go into Columbia and beat Mizzou, or in a couple of weeks they beat K-State at home. Like, that's how people will talk about you for the next 50 years. Yeah. If KU is able to pull off one of those two wins, or if they win both of them, maybe KU doesn't go to a bowl game this year. They will be remembered because they won those two games.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that you're right. It's a defining legacy moment, you know, because I think for Jalen Daniels, he has had a bit of an inconsistent career, and it's very possible that his legacy at Kansas may be a legacy of, hey, he was a really talented guy, had some big flashes, but ultimately due to injuries and whatnot, ended up not really reaching his potential. Versus you win one or both of these games, you know, maybe that puts Kansas in a position to have a discussion about the Big 12 title at that point as well later in the season. Like, then your legacy completely changes.
We always ask this question. Give me your Kansas wins if scenario. Give me your Missouri wins if scenario.
Yeah, I think for Missouri, it's pretty easy, I think, for Missouri. Missouri wins if their D-line just completely disrupts Kansas's offense from the get-go, right? Like, I think you'll figure out pretty early on if Kansas offensive line can hang with those guys, right, and not let them just completely disrupt whatever KU is trying to do offensively. I think Kansas wins if they play clean football. When you're in an environment like that, when you're in what's going to be the most hostile place you've played in, if you just play clean and you play smart, don't turn the ball over, like, that's going to put you in a good position to win. And then I think on top of that, I mentioned earlier, but I think you'll have to see Jalen Daniel use his legs a lot if Kansas is going to win as well. He's going to need to be mobile with scrambling. I want to see Kansas use the option. I hope they do that. I hope they do use the option because I think that could be an effective weapon against Missouri. But I think that's another big thing is they will win if Jalen Daniels is effective with his legs and is able to make plays on the ground.
That is Nick Springer. He is with the Pay Heed podcast, getting you ready for the border war. I'm not calling it the border showdown. I don't even know what that is. It is a border war between Missouri and Kansas.
Yeah, you better call it the border war.
Absolutely. Yeah. Nick Springer joining us on the show today. He is with the Pay Heed podcast. I will encourage people to listen to your podcast next week. I can't encourage them to listen to it right now. I just can't. That's not in my spirit encourage people.
I would expect nothing less, to be honest.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.